the competitive bid.
That's what I wanted to know. Fine, questions? Thank you very much, then.
Thank you.
Jack Solis, would you like to come back again? You're our, almost our professional lobbyist tonight.
Mr. Chairman, for the record, Jack Solis, Chief Counsel of the Department of Transportation. The only thing I'd like to speak to is the Second Amendment that substitutes the cashier's check for the bond without the approval of the PCRB. What that would put the contracting agency, the position it would put them in, is the fact that if there were disputes or claims against the contractor, there would not be a bonding company to deal with the claims. The public contracting agency is then placed in the position that the statute talks about claims against the bond by filing notice. If they don't have a bond and they've got a certified check, then, for instance, if the highway division had a contract for $150,000 and a certified check for $150,000 and two suppliers of materials made a claim, I'm not quite sure how it'd get adjudicated, and I'm sure the highway division wouldn't want to waste the time or money getting involved in a dispute between the supplier and its contractor. And that's the situation you're in if you're using a check instead of a bond, and that's probably why the PCRD has not approved cashier's checks or certified checks, because we just soon have the bonding company fighting with the people who are making claim against the contractor and rather than the contracting agency.
Other questions?
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Senator.
Well, you may not be the right person to ask, but do you think it harms the intent of this bill if we struck that?
No.
It sounds to me like they're really after what's on the lines 14 or 15 on the first page.
I have no comment at all. The only one that concerned the Department of Transportation was the second one. If it's going to go through, it should have a limit on it. Because there are some people that could put up a $100,000 cashier check. And I certainly wouldn't, and we've, lately with the economy being the way it is, we've got enough contractor claims coming in that we would be spending an awful lot of time if we were in this situation.
Further questions? Thank you, Jack. Hunter?
Why didn't you call me?
Mr. Chairman, for the record, I'm Jack Hunter with the Department of Higher Education. My comments also relate to the question of the bond versus the check. One possible solution for you that might be responsive to the Portland Public Schools and also protect those of us who do not believe that a bond should be superseded by a check because we rely upon the relationship with the bonding company to assure the full completion of the job, irrespective of what the total cost would be to suggest that in line 13, following the phrase, in lieu of a surety bond, comma, the, insert, public contracting agency may permit the successful bidder to submit a cashier's check or certified check. That would allow, then, the particular public agency the option, if it so wished to do. I can speak for our own agency. We would not exercise that option. We have vigorously opposed the substitution, and PCRB has withheld support of the substitution for the reasons that Mr. Solis identified. But if it is in the judgment of the committee that some public agencies may find it useful to use that as a vehicle, perhaps that phrasing might accomplish that objective.
Fine. Questions? No, thank you very much. I have no objection to put this out, although I'd like to leave it over for a week, and I'll tell you why. We have one of the things about the public contracting review is that you have to take the lowest bid. Let me show you what's happened down in our area. The school had to buy some typewriters, and they couldn't, there was I think a $3 difference between the local bid and the Portland bid, but the local guy won't service the typewriters, and we have to wait till they get six of them out of order and bring somebody down from Portland to get them repaired, and there ought to be some ways of changing this to what we're talking
There's
about.
There's a bill in the House addressing that subject.
Is there?
Mm-hmm. If it's within 5% or something.
Yeah.
Let's go out and get those Portland people.
Well, Mr. Chairman.
Well, it is if you can't get the service.
Mr. Chairman, this doesn't undo what that House bill attempts to do,
does it?
That is to give a preference in essence to a local bidder. It may well be a downtown Senator Halleck. It may well be a downtown Portland business person against a Beaverton or Tigard suburban business person, and in that local school district of Portland, it may be to the advantage to give it to the downtown person.
Well, you persuaded me.
Okay. After all,
bring that bill over here and put it in.
Yeah, we can do that. I'll.
Yeah, that's an idea. Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm. Put that bill in.
Yeah.
We'll look at this one in another week. I'll find out where that one is, if anything's happening or not. Otherwise, I can tell you,
Mr. Chairman, nothing's happening to the bill.
Huh?
Nothing's happening to the bill in the House.
Mm-hmm.
It's sitting there.
Good bill.
We might do something here then.
Rang my bell.
All right. If there's no one else to appear on this one, we'll close the hearing on and 5. Thanks, Senator Meeker. Now yes. Wanted to make a motion to send a bill out that we have here.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, the bill I'm talking about, Senate Bill 739. It's in the book.
I would hope it is.
It has to do with landscape architects.
It's a matter.
But he wants to, and it goes, it has a request.
It has a subsequent referral to Ways and Means.
Have we adopted the amendments?
No, I need to move that too. So, Mr. Chairman, to see what we're going to do here, I move we adopt the amendments that are in the front of the bill to Senate Bill 739.
Okay, Senator Meeker moves that we adopt the bills, I mean the amendments, dated Nelson Amendments, LC 4...
2481.
Yeah, 42481. All right, is there any discussion?
Well,
is there any objection? All right, then the amendments are adopted.
Okay.
Now I'm Senator Meeker moves that we send Senate Bill 739 as amended down to Ways and Means.
Why did you say that like discussion. You're falling into a well?
It just might.
Well, what do they call it? The blue file you got down there?
It's circular. No, it's red.
It's a red file?
I don't know what they used. When I was down there, we had a bottom drawer.
I understand they got a red file or a blue file, but red is probably right. Well, Senator Powell, I understand the situation correctly.
There's one thing about adopting this motion is that some of us won't have to hear about it.
Well, it really doesn't cost the general fund money, as I understand it.
There's
is it?
There's no money except startup costs, but it's...
a good sunrise vote.
All right, the motion is to send it to Ways and Means.
It'll be paid back.
I don't know. Do we have to take a roll call on that?
No. Yeah, well, you do.
I guess you do.
Sure you do.
All right. Would you call the roll, please?
Senator Day?
Aye.
Senator Gardner?
Aye.
Senator Meeker?
Aye.
Senator Halleck?
Aye.
Senator Powell?
Aye.
Senator Thorne?
Aye.
Senator Ripper?
Aye. Motion is carried.
Mr. Chairman?
One more out of our book.
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah.
We had a vote on the alcoholism portion of last week, and there were three members missing, as I recall. I would like to have another vote on, if we may.
I was up drinking.
what number is
it's
that?
It's okay, you're all right.
735.
I move 735 to Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation, and I do so with the idea that reading the Mental Health Division's fiscal impact is the biggest bunch of hooey I've ever looked at.
Mr. Chairman, we got a letter the day after the hearing or whatever, didn't address to you, validating my $1 million statement.
Well, that would be questionable. I would say this, it isn't.
What was questionable? The letter? What was in it?
The source of the letter.
The letter.
I thought that was agreed upon by all parties.
I was of the understanding that that was agreed upon by both sides. That in essence, to start a separate agency.
The original was just to take the money that's now being spent and put it into, you know, just just transfer the job.
That's right. The original intent was to use current funds, and I think that's a smokescreen, but I think the way to deal with this thing, when you have an argument over turf like this, mm-hmm. is at least let Ways and Means examine the question, and that's the reason I'm making the motion.
I don't And I'll be very frank about it. We would not put the bill out this time. The time is not quite ready yet for it. But there is no question.
Does that mean this month or within
yeah,
the session?
No. This week?
Time.
This time tonight?
There
the
is
Ripper
a
does
major,
not have to take
there
that because
major,
he's part of the 530 crowd. And we
there
don't
is a major it. Dispute in mental health and with the local people and the state. And they have, the mental health people have gone out and hired a man from that's been here, you know, testifying before us from Colorado. To see if they can't straighten it up, but it is a real mess down there on how, and you heard all the questions.
Yeah. I'd like to see
the fact that this bill is down there will right. probably do more than anything else to get those people to cooperate.
I think Senator Gardner's on the subcommittee, and I think that he wants to at least examine the question. I don't think it hurt anything.
I think it'd be a good idea. Jack's on that subcommittee.
Not on the subcommittee. Yeah.
Well, I must say there's a letter in existence. I presume all senators got it.
Yeah.
And if you're contesting the validity of the data in it seriously and can establish that it's false data, the author should be discharged from state service. And I'm not joking about it at all.
I have not seen the letter, so he didn't send it to me.
Well, I thought it was addressed to you.
It went by your office.
Did it go by my office?
And it starts right out, first line, you know, $1 million. Don't joke about it. And so here you say it's a bunch of baloney. Right. So it makes it difficult for any of the rest of us to reach really objective judgments. I'll vote with you to send it downstairs, but it isn't that I resent the allegation that all the employees involved are a bunch of liars. There's a word the record will show missing there, probably liars. But really, there should be some disciplinary action taken against these employees
well,
who are capable of telling the truth.
They haven't been properly informed on the intent of the bill, and so they could have been misinformed when they wrote their letter, Senator Howell.
Well, I don't know. All right, such a letter exists, and the price tag that I described in the committee was sustained. And
fine. Okay, then those who are in favor of sending it to subcommittee number four.
Can I say just something?
Yes.
It would seem to me that, with all due respect, that if we're trying to reach an agreement on how a program ought to be run, that moving it to Ways and Means might be more inappropriate than keeping it here and trying to validate some of the allegations. You and I both know, all of us know, that the workload down there is immense and we're under the gun to get budgets out, and I'm fearful that the movement down there will only camouflage the issue. I could concur with the fact that there's probably need for substantial improvement in the way that program's operated. I sense, and I did this because I started to go and couldn't. I sent my loyal assistant to two meetings that took place over in the local government center between the, between the opposing forces in this issue. And I'm fearful that one, you know, it's the domino theory. We make one movement here and it's going to be deemed as a victory for one side. And I don't think the legislature at this point is helping finding the solution by tipping the balance one way or the other. I'm just guessing it that way, and I'm going to vote to keep it here because I think it'll get lost in the shuffle downstairs. And if we're in question about the amount of startup costs, maybe we ought to pull the appropriate people before the committee and verify that. Mm-hmm. For whatever it's worth, that's how I feel about it.
You make good sense as far as I'm concerned. I think I'll be inclined to go with you. I was more for sending it down, but I can see what you're talking about.
I concur with Senator Thorne.
So, Mr. Chairman, unless you really want it, no.
Yeah,
we'll
yeah. No, I'm not gonna. I thought you wanted it down there.
I want to do what you think, Jack.
Well, I think, like a lot of others, I thought maybe if we moved it along the way that they might want to try to go to work down there. But I really don't feel that they're going to have much success.
right, Mr. Chairman,
it probably would be better here because we're a long ways from putting that budget together. And,
that's for sure.
And today when we heard about how much money they're going to be short and all the things that they're going to do, maybe we want to keep it here to make sure that the liquor money that we put into that measure stays in alcoholism, because I'm not sure what I heard down there would mean that it was even going to stay there.
Mr. Chairman, could I ask a question then if you do that? And I would appreciate very much the next time we have a chance on our agenda to bring mental health before us and have them justify the impact statement, because I have some real questions with it. And I don't mean that someone necessarily questioned their integrity, but I have some concern about how that was put together.
All right. We'll go to Senate.
You're willing to withdraw, then the motion is withdrawn.
Okay. We'll go to Senate Bill 916.
Did you act on 432?
No. No, we decided to hold up on that till next week. We're on 916, if I can find it.
It's in your book.
I know.
Right tab. Now, we had some amendments.
Yep.
It's in here somewhere. There's a hand and gross copy in front of the bill.
Right.
A hand and gross copy in front of the bill.
Yep.
And also, we have an Allen Mann here.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
This is your bill.
Yeah. Just come downstairs with. I didn't get to talk to Senator Gardner because he was not here when I first came here. I've talked to a couple of members and we were busy. I would like to suggest, before we take these amendments under consideration, a further amendment which would, I know that processing modifies agriculture in the proposed amendment. I'd like to ask the sponsor of the bill, or whoever, well, I don't know whose bill it is. It's this committee's bill, I guess. If we would consider deleting reference to agricultural and just have it to relate to industrial and commercial.
I got no problem with that.
No problem.
Would that raise your ire too much?
I got no problem with that.
I'd be pleased to explain why if the members would like to have me do that.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I think that's what the witnesses last week testified to, is that there was a separation there, and I would support it.
Department of Ag versus...
I think... I have gotten some data which I've not digested in total.
If that's all right, we'll just take that out.
Delete agricultural processing?
In other words, we'll delete all reference to agricultural.
In process and...
Yeah, and that's the only remaining reference to agriculture is agricultural processing, so we'll delete that.
Yeah.
Just leave the industrial enterprise.
Yeah.
Well, you're taking the other references out on line
9?
No, we're taking those out. 9, 11,
see, look at just the words agricultural processing.
You got one right here.
Okay,
that's in growth for you. So, just an industrial, you know, that's...
Well, would you have any objection to, Mr. Chairman, would you have any objection to taking out agricultural but add the food processing?
Well,
that's what's the difference?
Yeah.
Well, there is a difference if you're talking about canning.
We're talking about.
Of course, the definition of food processing bothers me a little bit because what's different, you know? I understand what you're saying. I think you're talking about a canning company, and I'm thinking about food processing could include a lot of
fried potatoes
activities, which.
Well, he doesn't object to fried potatoes, I don't think. But.
Well. Mr. Chairman, where I'm coming from is clearly there's about, if I'm not mistaken, about 20 different commodity commissions as well as a department that, I worry about the legislature setting up a situation where the powers are so broad that we got conflicting interpretations of Oregon statutes as to who's to do what, and I don't want to see us create even a potential.
My counterpoint to you would only be that I'm concerned. I understand the commodity commissions that develop with the movement of those commodities, but there's quite a different story when those commodities are delivered for processing. And I think food processing is indeed, and I have a conflict of interest, is indeed an industrial factory. Yeah. And
there's no question but what the statutes, I think, in response to currently in both areas allow for all kinds of interagency cooperation and that sort of thing.
Well, wouldn't industrial enterprises come covered?
Included already.
All right. Okay. I would, for the record, Mr. Chairman, like to make clear what lines we're talking about. So we
all right.
Line 23 of page 2.
Okay, let's start on page 2.
Why don't you just submit that draft to the record?
Yeah, I have a draft here, which page 2, line, I want to make sure I'm not misleading the committee. Line 2,
line 9 should be the first one.
Line 9, but there's also on, well, line 3, Oregon agricultural commodities. I don't know, that's existing language.
That's existing, yeah.
Take it out.
I don't know that we, I got to read it again. Well, line 9 is where all agriculture, line 9, 11, 18, 28, and 30, mm-hmm. page 3, line 19 and 23.
What do we those, need
this for? No. That's right.
And then, I got to read line 2, page 2. Before.
That's all the places.
That's all of
them. That's all of them.
Mr. Chairman.
The rest of it's existing language.
Yeah, it is.
Mr. Chairman.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Not having heard, been beneficiary to the hearing on this bill, what are we doing with it? What's it here for? Well, why do we need it?
I think Mike can probably explain why it was, this language was deleted from the existing statutes 2 years ago. It was an effort to redirect the Economic Development Commission then toward preparing communities for economic development. This bill is an effort to get them back in the business of recruitment.
Oh.
The commission testified in favor of it. The governor sent a letter in favor of it. And that's really what it is. It's kind of a... an effort
okay.
to get them
so you go out and do some recruiting if you can, or get to help people bill. Recruit. Yeah, that's
right. Essentially.
Yeah. Mr. Mann, would you like to come forward a minute, please? You have an amendment, too, that you wanted to put in.
For the record, Mr. Chairman, my name is Alan Mann. I work for the Department of Economic Development, and I have for 13 years, and I've been involved in this sort of activity for quite some period of time. This is sort of after the fact because the bill was partially prepared, at least, by members of our department. And it was after the fact that I discovered that the bill had been prepared. And I took to task then one of our staff members because they should have been passing it by me at least for a look as a common courtesy. I believe that Senator Gardner's objective is simply to clarify the role of the Department of Economic Development. Last week, Senator Thorne indicated that, in fact, it is clear that we do have the authority to recruit. I think the language is, I believe that's correct, Senator.
I was of the impression that you still did. Yes.
Right. I agree with you. Where it gets confused is it's just sort of, it isn't very firm and direct.
Right.
And I refer to some of the language in 184.160, sub 3, it says process requests received by state agencies and interested parties for information, consult and advise, interested in obtaining new industrial plants or commercial enterprises, state's liaison, official liaison agency between persons interested in locating industrial, and so on. It's language like that, and really I think what we're talking about is the operative word is just recruit isn't there. You have to sort of read into it to find that. And I think that, if I can speak for you, Senator Gardner, that was your objective.
Precisely.
To clarify that. And in the process, then, some of our staff people started to draw up a whole line of criteria. And we've been through that criteria situation once before, several years ago. And we found ourselves in a terrible mess because we're dealing with, in a marketing situation, a dynamic situation, it's constantly changing. And we set up all this criteria, and we found one community or one part of the state saying, no, that doesn't fit us because those companies won't come here because of one sort of a thing or another. And we were running back and forth trying to set criteria. So I talked to Chairman Self and Commissioner Bledin this weekend, and I said, I think we're overcomplicating this whole thing. I think it's a very simple matter, and let me run an idea by you. And I did, and then, at the last moment, I wrote in handwritten amendment, and it basically says this. It is actually adding to 184.60 in duties of the department.
Page 4.
Page...
the amended bill.
I don't have
it. Page 4, you add at the very end of the
right.
You have 10, and you'll need 11.
Yes, that's correct. It just simply says, work actively to recruit domestic and international business firms to the state whose location will assist in carrying out the provisions of ORS 184.003. And 104.003 is simply the policy for economic and community development, and it talks about broadening the tax base, balanced development, attractive future to its youth, assistance and encouragement in balanced industrial and commercial and community development, development of new and expanded overseas markets, maintain and improve the existing economic base of the state, diversify, expand international trade, and so on. So rather than, what I'm suggesting then, rather than individual criteria that changes, I'm suggesting that we relate our charge back to broad guidelines which we would have to follow. And I think it's just that simple.
Best idea would
be. Yep.
I agree.
So you would take out all the amendments and go back to the original statutes and then just in OS 184-160, just add number 11.
10 or 11.
Take out reference to agriculture.
Well, no, you wouldn't need any of that.
Need that because that was new language.
They put that was new language.
That shouldn't have been in there to begin with.
Add number 11 to cover.
All right.
I even have some trouble with commercial because
normally,
is that out now?
Yep.
See, because normally our target is industrial sorts of activities, and things start to flow back from successful industrial activity. And one thing I should point out. You notice that I mentioned in here in international, and I think that's a very important word because international refers to reverse investment, and that basically says, yes, we're interested in something coming from Germany or Denmark or Japan, and we think that if that satisfies the requirements of ORS 184.003, then it's all right. It's basically reverse investment, and it hasn't had any reference anywhere else in the bill but that. It says
Previously inserted amendments in the hand and gross Senate Bill 916 of May 20th be deleted in favor of a new subsection 11 on page 4 after line 24 in accordance with Mr. Mann's verbal.
And you're going to move that it be engrossed.
All we have to do is to remove everything relating to 184.03, 10, and just go to plain relating to 184.160. That's the last, starting at the bottom of page 3, section 4. That becomes the bill, and add number 10. And we can delete all the rest of the bills and go to that.
That's the motion.
And number 11.
Okay, so you'll get a new bill up in front. You're going to 181.
Very good amendment, because I've had, on top of everything else, the agriculture thing, I've had two city managers or chamber of commerce people call and want to know what kind of criteria the state of Oregon's going to set for grand and what's going to set for enterprise. Right. I said, wait a minute,
Okay, everybody understands then. All of the first three pages down, and we'll start with 184.160 and add paragraph 11. Okay.
Yeah. This movement any is to discussion? Engross it, to rescind the previous amendments, take the new one, engross it, and send it.
It takes out everything except that one amendment and puts that in the bill.
All right, it sends it forward with a due pass.
All right. Is there further discussion?
The purpose is to attract international firms such as Adimax here, and I think it's really commendable.
That was grandfathered in, Senator.
What do you got, Alec? You're learning.
Senator Day?
Aye.
Senator Gardner?
Aye.
Senator Meeker?
Aye.
Senator Halleck?
Aye.
Senator Powell?
Aye.
Senator Thorne?
Aye.
Senator Thorne. Senator Ripper.
Aye. Okay, motion is carried. Now we have one left.
Okay.
Okay, now, we had 563, but I'm not going to bring it up tonight. I'm going to tell you why. This is the one relating to bonds. And we had a whole, you know, we got it back, and it's been amended. There are some amendments. But we now have the bill from the House in this committee. So I'm going to schedule that along with this one and work the two together. We did not have it when we scheduled this, so we'll leave it, and you're all going to get out of here early, unless there's something else that somebody wants to bring up at this time.
Mr. Chairman, yes. I'd like to correct the record. Somebody sent me a piece of calligraphy that I much appreciate from a hearing when I once said that this legislature should not be a tool of incompetence, dash, it should demand it. I want to correct the record that we should not demand it. End of comment.
Okay.
And the people who supported the position counter to mine forever lost my vote by sending me that, but I appreciate it so that the record will be clear.
What are you talking about?
Oh, it was on a little bill we had in here.
I guess I don't know.
I didn't go back and check the record to make sure whether I said that, but I appreciate them allowing me to correct the record, and they can forever hold their vote. They did themselves irrevocable harm.
That's almost a double twit.
Yeah, that's a twit.
It could be a smile.
Ketwee.
Well, now, are you saying all of us incompetents are ready to go home?
Before you go home,
he said we want to attract
you. I have your nighttime reading.